Hi, and welcome to another video on Time to Change by The Practical Disciple. I'm John Arnold, and I want to welcome you to this video because it's a very important topic. And the topic today is how to say no. How many times have you found yourself saying, I just need to know how to say no better? Well, today I'm going to teach you. Now, before we do that, I want to talk a little bit about why we say yes to things. Specifically, I'll talk about why I say yes to things, and maybe you'll find yourself in that. I used to find that I oftentimes said yes to things simply because I could do them, whether I should do them or not. And that's a lesson I had to learn really early on, is could doesn't equal should. Just because I can do something doesn't mean I have to do it or should do it. And so you want to only say yes to things that are very purposeful. Don't say yes just because you don't have a good, quick reason to say no. If it's not purposeful, it's okay to say no to it because it's just not how you want to spend your time. Another thing that I found was that oftentimes I said yes to things because I had a fear that if I didn't do it, somebody else wouldn't and it wouldn't get done. Well, sometimes that was true. But a lot of times, frankly, that's a pretty inflated view of me and the power of me. Sometimes you need to quit things so that other people will do it. And oftentimes, I found other people would step up to the bat, and they might even do it better than I did it. Imagine that. You know, I wasn't the only person in the world who could do it. And you know what? Sometimes I said no, and it didn't get done. And you know what? That wasn't always a bad thing, and it wasn't always necessarily my problem to solve. So, look at your own behavior and see what you're saying, why you're saying yes to things. Are you saying yes because it's purposeful and you want to? Or are you just saying it because you don't have a good excuse off the top of your head to say no? Or are you saying yes because you're worried it can't happen without you? Because that may not be true. And it still may mean that you shouldn't be saying yes to it anyways. So that's a little bit about saying yes. Now let's look at how we go about saying no. I had a friend one time, he said to me, self-care is a holy obligation. And after he told me that, I realized that sometimes I need to say no to things simply because I need to take care of my own health, I need to take care of my family, and I need to guard and protect time to spend with them. And I learned to be able to look at people and say, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I have another commitment. Now, sometimes that other commitment was, I'm going to stay at home with my family. And you know what? That's a perfectly valid commitment because I have a responsibility to them. Sometimes it meant I was going to take an evening off. And that's a good and valid thing to do. You know, if you have 5 of 7 evenings full and somebody calls and asks you to do something on a 6th evening, you may need to say no just so that your life isn't out of balance. And I had one guy one time, I said, no, I'm sorry, I have another commitment. And you know what? My commitment is I'm going to stay home with my family and do nothing because I really need to do that right now. I haven't had that time for a while. And if a person doesn't understand that, that's their problem, not yours, that needs to be solved. So allow yourself, give yourself the privilege, give yourself permission, is really the word I'm looking for, to say no to things, to start saying yes to what really matters. Now, I'll end with this. Once you know that your answer is going to be no to something, don't delay telling a person. Another mistake I oftentimes made in saying no was somebody had asked me to do something, and if you've ever done this, you tell them, well, let me think about that. And really what you're thinking about is how am I going to tell them no? You're not thinking about whether you need to do it or not. You already know you're not going to do it. Don't waste their time, and don't waste your time in playing that game. You need to just look at them and say, I'm sorry, no, I can't commit to that right now. And that's all you have to say. And if they want an explanation, you can simply tell them, I feel like I'm overcommitted and that I have no business taking anything else on right now. I wish I could help you. And leave it at that. So there you have it. Look at how you, why you're saying yes to things. Give yourself permission to say no. Have some planned responses for how you'll say no so that you can do it. Don't delay saying no. And I know that if you practice those things regularly, you're going to find yourself relieved of a lot of responsibilities that you resent and you find yourself resisting and you're only half-hearted doing. Because when you're overcommitted and saying yes to too many things, it's hard for you to do any of the things that you're committed to effectively. And that's no good for you or for anybody else. So say yes to what you can realistically do and be very good at that. In fact, be excellent at that. Well, I look forward to seeing you in the next video, and I wish you great success in saying no to things that come in your path that you have no business doing.